What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
But I think the loincloth for one day would be just fantastic if one of those guys lost.
I follow at a distance and take video.
I mean, we're places that you would go.
I got a new phone now. I could take some serious video with this bad boy.
If BK showed up at Golden Chick with a loincloth getting some chicken, I would do that, BK. Please, I would follow you for a day.
I would think most people would see that as a cry for help, and you'd be, you know, maybe put in for some assistance.
Help me. Help me. You think so? Help me. I'm in a loincloth.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way.
Yes, sir. Wake them up. Get them up. Get them out. Early bird gets the worm on a Wednesday on B&E Show of the People. Off we go. 4 hours of fun and conversation launching 15, 16 hours of local sports conversation here on the Horn today. As every day, we are the spot for local sports conversation in Austin, Texas, Central Texas, throughout Texas on 104.9, 101.9 FM, AM 1260, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. And I shouldn't exclude the rest of the world, because we have folks listening all over the country. They want their Longhorn news, their Texas news on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. Appreciate them every day. Significant turn for the better on the weather front today. A couple of sprinkles, maybe before the sunrise, but then sun breaks through. Temperatures at 65 after a pretty miserable Tuesday. Your Wednesday, the 20th of February, looking much more pleasant. In the ATX, Mr. Godbolt.
Yes, good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you so very much for the great job you do. To you teachers and you veterans, thank you also. Appreciate it.
Every single day. No semi-truck drivers today?
Nah, you guys started.
We threw a wet blanket on that?
Yeah, of course you do. You guys find ways to throw that wet towel on. And so I said, you know
some
what?
Those semi-drivers scare the hell out of me, man.
Nah. They're bringing that product across America on I-35, cutting the mustard down there, going 80, 85 miles an hour. You know what I mean? Got to get that product down there.
Everybody's
perfect on the
road. No, no one's perfect. I will give you that.
But I stayed off that road yesterday. Generally, I'm a truck driver myself.
Yeah, yesterday was a doubt.
I said, no, thank you. I'm not going anywhere.
I'll tell you, man, yesterday there was no sun. It was doom and gloom. It was London fog all day. Couldn't see anything. And then my wife was staying downtown. She's at a conference.
Mm-hmm.
So she just stayed downtown last night. And I was in bed by 9 o'clock, just reading some stuff online, and then crash. See you later. It was early to bed last night, but a lot to do today. We've got the big bombshell baseball signing of Manny Machado. We'll get to it. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, but the Padres willing to go a full decade on a deal. We'll talk about what that means for the Padres and for baseball. Certainly dive into the Texas baseball win last night, and a big game tonight on Tobacco Road, which will be must-see TV, we'll get into. And the rest of the news of your Wednesday morning gets you over the hump. As we say, sunny and 65 today. Should be a nice one as we get this thing going. Oh, let's say a little, it's not Buck Off Thursday, but you're talking about these long-haul trucks?
Yes.
Hey, can we not bring mile-long trains through Buta at like 5 in the afternoon? Good night.
They get to those lights and you guys get stuck
up
there.
Sit and sit. Can we do this like over? I know they're on a schedule, but good night. And then it stopped. Like, stop right there in the middle of downtown.
They just do that to mess with you.
I know they do it. No one could get around it. There's no way through. There's like three cutovers of the railroad tracks there in town, and you can't get to where you're trying to get.
I always like when the dude gets off the train and he walks, looks under the track, gets back up and said, okay, let's go.
I mean, the mile-long train is not one thing on it. Just these flatbed cars, one after the other.
They're hauling product across America.
There wasn't one thing on this train.
Union Pacific, keep on trucking.
I love the railroad,
man. Training.
But, hey, we've got a lot to do. Let's get to your headlines, get you caught up on the news of your Wednesday morning. We'll go from there. Ticket City update desk we go. We'll start with Texas baseball. Speaking of bad weather, wasn't the nicest of nights, but the Longhorns broke out the big bats at Reckling Park in Houston last night, banged their way to an 11-4 win at Rice during their first midweek win of the season. Their Longhorns 3-1 to start the year. 2-5 hitters in the Texas lineup last night: Eric Kennedy, Austin Todd, Zach Zubia, DJ Pastrzynski. Went for 8 hits, 9 RBI. Horns banged out 13 hits on the night. 6 of those for extra bases, including Zach Zubia's first home run of the season for head coach David Pierce.
You know, you're right. We're putting some at-bats together, back-to-back, and guys having quality at-bats, and just a very good night for us in a wet, nasty condition, but we got the win.
Certainly did. Texas will come home to open up its home slate this weekend. 4-game series with Purdue. Horns and Boilermakers start Friday night, 6:30 at the Dish, then doubleheader Saturday. Series finale is Sunday. Major League Baseball, the bombshell yesterday is 26-year-old Manny Machado has agreed to the largest free agent contract in American sports history, 10 years, $300 million. With the suddenly upstart San Diego Padres, Machado, a four-time All-Star, two-time Gold Glove Award winner at third base, becomes the face of the Friars organization that's been in a rebuild. Their GM, A.J. Preller, has assembled a good-rung roster, the game's best farm system, and now they land the big-ticket free agent Machado to be the tip of the spear. College football news, according to AL.com, Major Applewhite is going back to Tuscaloosa, joining Nick Saban's football staff at Alabama as an analyst. 40-year-old was Nick Saban's first offensive coordinator at Alabama back in 07, left for Texas after just one season. He was fired in December after two seasons as the head coach at U of H. Upsetting Big 12 college hoops last night, Jared Butler scored 17 points. Freddie Gillespie had 14. Baylor wins at Ames, Iowa, 73-69, takes down the 19th ranked Cyclones there. No Big 12 games on the schedule tonight, but there is a considerable tilt on Tobacco Road. 8th-ranked North Carolina will take the 11.2-mile trip east to Durham to face top-ranked Duke. If you're interested in squeezing into Cameron Indoor to be live at the first installment of the legendary rivalry, how about spending at least $2,500? Single tickets for tonight's game going for as much as $10,000 online. And that is the news.
Yeah, 10 grand.
10 G's. Because it's your only chance. Cameron Indoor is just a little historic bandbox there, about 3,000-4,000 people. But your only chance to see, three of the top five picks in the upcoming draft, most likely, play against North Carolina. Zion, of course, Dion Williams would be the first pick. But R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish there, and it's the historic rivalry. So, yeah, 10 grand to see this one tonight.
It's going to be a good one, too.
I'll just watch it on
a little
TV.
Bit. Yeah, that'll be good for a little bit, and I think Duke will blow them out.
Whoa.
Yeah, that looks like a blowout about to happen there.
I did hear this.
Duke is number one again, right?
Duke is number one. Tennessee took the loss.
Yeah.
Got beat by Kentucky over the weekend. Well, here is Roy Williams, coach at North Carolina. He's been coaching a long, long time, obviously. Kansas, North Carolina, highly successful, and was asked, have you ever seen a player with the skill set of Zion Williamson?
Name somebody else that's got that skill set that he has. Because in college game, I've never seen it nearby. I said, well, what about LeBron? Listen to what I said. LeBron never played in college, but I've never seen anything like that.
That guy is explosive.
Dude, they're afraid. They're already afraid.
Dude, that guy plays above the rim, under the rim.
Steals the ball, man. He steals the ball from you.
I just remember seeing him in Zion in high school film when he was in South Carolina. Just dunking on these poor kids. I mean, just, can you imagine that man with that body at 17, 18, looking like that?
This is 160-pounders?
Just dunking on these high school kids in South Carolina. Just ridiculous.
Reminds me of BK at the rec center.
Well, I don't know the BK can thunder dunk like that.
Well, you get
it on
up.
Put it on 8 feet, and then we'll
Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you like tonight, BK? This is a Duke. I mean, this one's in Cameron. There'll be another one in Chapel Hill a couple weeks from now. But featured attraction, this is kind of must-see TV in college basketball. And, of the regular season, this is probably the two most anticipated games of the year before you get to March Madness, fair to say.
Yeah, now this rivalry always brings out the best, and both of these teams are really, really good. Carolina's really improved their play as of late as well. They've got a couple of studs on their team, too. A little bit more experience. Sometimes in rivalry games, the experience does come to the front, but tough to pick against Duke right now. It doesn't matter where they're playing. They're really good. It seems like they're firing on just about all cylinders right now, and they've got more talent than UNC. But these two teams always play close. Every time they match up, it seems to come down to the wire. So I think it'll be a good one, but I'm not picking against the Dukies at Cameron Indoor tonight.
Not the way they're hitting three-point shots now.
Well, that's the thing.
They're ringing threes now. They're just raining them from every place on the court. And they hadn't done that earlier in the season, but now they got – they got these sharpshooters now that can crush you too.
Well, yeah, they're almost unstoppable if they're nailing those outside shots because of the talent level. You know, they had that game in Virginia where they nailed all those threes and beat, you know, top five Virginia. Then they turned around and played at Louisville and fell down 23 points, but came back and won the game. It's almost like they can do it. That's why people are picking them to win the national title, obviously. If they're on point and engaged, there's no one that can throw five guys on the floor that can go with them. For Mike Krzyzewski, I mean, they are, I mean, three of the top five picks in the upcoming draft. No one has that, and no one has Zion. So it'll be fun. I'll be watching for sure.
Now I don't know who the Big 12 winner is again, BK. As I said yesterday, I think Iowa State is back on top. And once again, this conference goes by the game. It doesn't go by teams who can roll off five or six in a row. It doesn't seem like anybody can do that now.
Yeah, and Baylor, who was in the conversation a couple weeks ago, had kind of been left for dead because they had some injuries to deal with and they hit a little bit of a rough patch. But that's a huge win for them. And I think Iowa State's best is better than anybody else's best in this conference.
Still,
but they are so inconsistent, it doesn't look like they're going to win it this year.
Yeah, and I keep arguing Texas Tech. I think they're playing better than anybody right now. We'll see if they can continue that for Chris Beard and coming off the big blowout, because they blew out Baylor on Saturday, crushed them before they went up to Ames, Iowa to win that game. So I would put my hat on Texas Tech. And speaking of big games, Texas Tech plays Kansas this weekend, which will be a monster game in the Big 12 for the overall situation.
Where might that be? Is that going to be in Lubbock?
It's in Fog Allen, I believe. No, it's at Lubbock. Ooh, in Lubbock.
Yeah, they played in Allen Fieldhouse a couple weeks ago, and it was a beatdown.
Kansas.
Was a beatdown for Kansas. So, look, Kansas is really bad on the road this year. Tech has been much better at home. But KU's played better of late. They put together. Both of those teams have some long win streaks, so we'll see.
Watch Kansas walk in there and win that game. And all of a sudden they're back in
course,
position.
To win.
If they win that game, then it's over.
Yeah.
And the streak's going to continue. I don't expect them to.
Bill Self getting her done. So we'll see.
It's amazing.
Texas fans don't root for Texas Tech that often, but somebody's got to beat Kansas at some point in this conference, and might as well be a team from the Lone Star State. And Chris Beard's group probably has the best opportunity. Longhorns.
Getting a good rest. They're getting a good rest. This is good stuff.
Hopefully they're getting better. Getting ready for Oklahoma coming up Saturday at Noble Center.
They've got a week of rest.
All right, so a lot to dive into. Good stuff there. We'll be watching North Carolina and Duke tonight. I'm sure most of the sports world will. We'll get into that Texas baseball win last night. But Manny Machado, you know, we were talking yesterday that it sounded like the Padres were coming hard and were willing to go 8 years, $240 million, which is $30 million bucks a year. I mean, it's the same contract, just two extra years. But obviously, win for Manny Machado's agent. Did a great job and stuck to his guns. Got that 10-year deal. You know, if the Padres, I guess, were willing to go $30 million a year over eight seasons, Armour was, look, if you want our guy, we got to get 10. He's 26.
Well, that ought to make Bryce Harper awful happy this morning that that just happened.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't be anything but smiling.
Well, I think on the big picture of things, Bryce Harper's the bigger name and bigger star. But you could argue Manny Machado's, you know, worth more as a he plays a premium position, which Bryce Harper does not. You know, shortstop is a premium spot, and he's been a tremendous shortstop. He can play third if you need him to. His OPS was ridiculous last year, over 900. His wins above replacement is historically good in his career. So I don't know that he gets the hype of Harper, because Harper's been, you know, on everybody's front page for a long time. But I think the contracts will be fairly similar when all said and done.
I thought they would get to 300. I didn't believe San Diego, the last place team in the world. I didn't think that they would be the one to do it. But this is a group that came in last, but that's a group also that has a lot of young ball players that are saying, let's go.
Remember,
go for it.
Last year about this time, they signed Eric Hosmer from the Royals, which was kind of seen as, man, that's kind of an odd spot for Eric Hosmer. A.J. Preller is a terrific young general manager for them. And they, if you look at Baseball America's top 100 prospects, they have 10 of them. 10 of them. That's a record. No team's ever had 10 of the top 100 minor league prospects. Plus, they have a pretty good young lineup. And Hosmer a year ago to bring veteran stability, and he won a World Series and played in two World Series with the Royals. And now Machado is kind of the final piece. And, you know, to go to 10 years, obviously they were bidding with the White Sox. I mean, that's not a secret. The White Sox are willing to spend, you know, there was a report that the White Sox were willing to offer with incentives a contract that could have paid him $340 million. So his agent was just playing the White Sox against the Padres and played it back and forth. You know, and if the big-ticket bidders, the typical big-ticket bidders like the Dodgers and, you know, Yankees and Red Sox don't get involved, you got to get two mid-market teams to bid with one another, and that's what happened here. And he ends up in San Diego, probably for less money than he could have gotten with the Chicago White Sox, but a young team. And both the White Sox and Padres are in similar spots. White Sox, remember, they traded all their best players for prospects. I mean, they traded Chris Sale. They traded pretty much had a fire sale
they're about ready to rise up, they think, in a very winnable AL Central. And they thought Machado was the final piece on the south side. Padres feel like the same. Now, Padres have to find some pitching. And a lot of those 10 top 100 players are pitchers. They feel like they've got some really good young pitching coming. But
they better, because they just gave a guy more money than it cost to build their stadium.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And they're hoping he fills the stadium. And obviously Machado, a lot of Latin influence in that community.
San Diego, yeah.
And he can become a fan favorite in the face of that organization moving forward. And he's a great ball player. I mean, there's some wonder about some baggage and the he doesn't hustle comment that he made. But
he'll be the boss of that team. He'll be the guy who'll come in and kind of a veteran player now. So his example.
He's an everyday guy. He doesn't miss games. He shows up.
He's a pretty healthy guy too, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't get hurt.
No, he hasn't. He's played over 560 games the last several years. I mean, this guy plays. He had a consecutive game streak and he's a really good player. So we'll see what that does for the Bryce Harper deal. Obviously, people will hear that contract and think, what, $300 million? That's more than A-Rod. But, you know, that was the goal. You know, 10 years, $300 million is what you heard that the Nationals offered Bryce Harper way back in November. And he turned that down to play the market. We'll see if he can, find that
contract. He'll get it. He's going to get it. He'll be the next guy.
And
to
likely
get it.
The Phillies. I mean, that's been the team either back to the Nationals or the Phillies for Bryce Harper in my mind.
Or San Fran.
Giants have become a factor, and of course, Bruce Bochy, their Hall of Fame to be manager, has announced this will be his last season. So we'll see if
they'll need a little spark there.
We'll see, but do they have $300 million? I'm sure. But I was reading yesterday that Philadelphia really wants Harper, but they're wondering if they sign Harper. Does that because Mike Trout will be a free agent in 2 years, this season and the next? And Trout is a Philadelphia kid. Who you always see at Eagles games and bleeds Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right.
That does that prevent you from going after Bryce Harper right now because they're in win now mode in Philly? I don't know. We'll see. But Mike Trout.
I'll wait that out for Trout.
You wonder.
I think I'd wait that out. Folks, got to tell you about our good friends at LinkedIn. Right now is a great time to hire. It's the perfect game plan to get yourself and your business right in the right frame of mind. It's time to post your job where smart potential team members go every day. Make connections, grow in their careers, and discover job opportunities. That would be LinkedIn. Right now, the LinkedIn team, most members aren't checking job boards regularly, but 9 out of 10 of those folks, they're interested in new opportunities. Most of the U.S. workforce, they're on LinkedIn right now. Posting there is the best way to get that momentum in your favor. Getting the job opportunity in front of more of the right people with the right skills and background to win and win each and every day. It's no wonder a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. Now, if you want to go to the championship, draft the right players, go to LinkedIn.com/Horn. That's LinkedIn.com/Horn. Get $50 off of your first post. LinkedIn.com/Horn. Terms and conditions do apply.
They certainly do. So a lot to dive into. Good conversations today to be had. Longhorn baseball breaking out the bats. Normally on Wednesdays we talk to David Pierce, head baseball coach, but we're going to push Coach to tomorrow because they didn't get back to Austin until 5 this morning, so we're going to let him sleep.
Come on, Coach.
Come on,
get
man.
Up, man. Come on.
You know, the Texas baseball team never came back to Austin after their trip to Lafayette over the weekend. They just...
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of laundry to do, right?
They left last Thursday and stayed in played 3 games in Lafayette and then pulled off in Houston instead of coming all the way back down I-10 to Austin for the Tuesday night game at Reckling Park. So they got back in the middle of the night last night. So we'll let Coach go. We'll talk to Coach Pierce tomorrow at 8:30, the normal spot here on B&E and the Show of the People. Hopefully you can be with us for that. But I'm sure he's going to be pretty happy with the way things started. We asked him last week about starting your first 4 games on the road in hostile environments with, Luloff had 5,000-6,000 people each night for those games, and Rice is a tough place to play. So to start 3-1, to show the bats that they've got, the middle of that order is really producing.
Love to see the way they're scoring these runs.
Yeah, and I'll say this. I mean, the young pitching, they put Ty Madden, the kid from Cypress area, on the mound last night, a true freshman. He pitched very well. And Bo Ridgeway, this will be an interesting key for Texas this year. Ridgeway, of course, is the senior right-hander who really struggled last year, couldn't even get onto the mound because he was so inconsistent. He came in last night with the bases loaded in a big spot early and got out of the jam. He ended up giving up a couple of runs later, but that was a big spot for him. And then they brought in this kid, Cole Quintanilla, who you've seen twice now in relief. This is the kid from Cedar Park right here. Hopefully he grew up listening to this show. He and his family, but he was unbelievable. Hit 97 on the gun last night, according to folks down there at Reckling Park, the big right-hander. 97 on the gun. That's some serious heat with the adrenaline pump. And Cole Quintanilla, watch for him as a bridge guy this year for Texas out of that bullpen. So plenty of baseball conversation today. as Manny Machado is a Padre, and the Longhorns are 3-1. Plus, your basketball preview, the big game in Tobacco Road tonight. Start looking forward to the, I shouldn't say the second half of the NBA season, because there's only about 25 games to go in the regular year. They're way past halfway. But the All-Star break does come in February, which is not the halfway. It's kind of the three-quarters point in the NBA season. We'll start looking at some NBA. And the question in the NBA as you come back is, does Anthony Davis have to play? Which their new general manager, Danny Ferry, is pushing the league to not make them have to make him play, which we'll get to. And is LeBron James going to miss the playoffs in his first year as a Laker?
Of course he is. He's got movies to make, man. He's got to get himself LeBron, all set up.
I mean, the NBA playoffs without LeBron James will be very odd. I mean, we're talking about two decades of LeBron James in the playoffs, whether he's in Cleveland or Miami or Cleveland, and he goes to the Lakers. We'll get into all that. Good topics to be had on this 20th of February. I hope you can stick with us and ride with us all morning long. How about Major Applewhite back to Tuscaloosa? We'll get into that. Looks like Major nabbed the spot that Nick Saban wanted for Larry Fedora, who's coming to Austin as an analyst. We'll get you details and plenty, plenty more. Show the people. Just getting going. As we said, a few sprinkles and clouds this morning, but then sunny and 65 on your Wednesday in Austin, Texas. It's B&E on the Horn. Wednesday on the Horn, B&E with you, getting you over the midweek hump on what should be a lovely Wednesday in Austin, Texas. Good stuff today. Talking Texas baseball here. More from Craig Way coming up. He and Keith Moreland had the call last night from Reckling Park in Houston. Longhorns banged out 13 hits, 11 runs, and route to their third win on the young season. Coming home to open up Dish Falk Field this weekend. Big four-game series with Purdue. Who, by the way, Purdue started their season 0-3. Lost all three games this past weekend. But boy, anticipating. We're talking about the Duke North Carolina game tonight, which people spending $10,000 a ticket. A lot of folks here in Austin getting excited about the following weekend. Not to overlook Purdue, but LSU for three games. It's going to launch some matchups with the Bayou Bengals over the next 6 months, of course, because the football teams will play in September. So baseball. And Texas had to go to LSU a year ago, Alex Box Stadium. Now LSU turns around, comes to Austin for three games, which I've been told is maybe it'll set a record for the most highest attended weekend regular season series they've ever had there with all the LSU fans. There'll be some great tailgating, too. Both sides.
Certainly will be.
But that's next weekend, so we've got to get through the Purdue four-game set.
Yeah, they got to win a game. They'll come in here just looking for a nice warm spot.
I hope it's warm. I've been looking for a nice warm spot here in Austin. Can we get some nice warm days at some point,
today,
Mr. Farmer's Almanac?
It's going to be in the 50s remainder of the week. You're going to have rain over the next 2 weeks. You're going to have that nasty, misty crap that you've seen. You'll have Thursday where it'll just be cloudy, but it won't feel great. But it'll be in the 50s, low 60s.
I need some warm. It's Austin.
Oh, you predicted. It's your almanac predicted last week.
What did they predict? They predicted. What did you look in it? Don't be looking in that almanac.
I remember what you said.
I said that it would be okay. I said you're going to get rain, but it's not going to be cold. 50s and 60s aren't cold. Well, for the people here, it's cold.
Well, I didn't say cold. I said they're not warm. I'm ready for some warm.
Oh, no.
When you walk outside in your T-shirt, you're like, woo, it's Austin. Yeah.
You can get ready for that when it comes spring vacation or whatever that is.
Spring. Maybe when I go with... go to the Astros spring training in March. It'll be warm in Palm Beach.
Oh, it'll be warm there.
Maybe warm. You need to send me with some tips on that deal. All right, so we got a lot to dive into today on this Wednesday. Did you have, you always talk about how you're European. Did you see Karl Lagerfeld died, the famous designer?
Yeah, I was.
The guy with the ponytail?
I've never said that dude, that guy was old, wasn't he?
Like 85.
That guy was still looking good. Got his little ponytail going on. Girl still holding his hand.
Always wearing the black glasses?
Always, yeah. All snugged up there. I'm not big on his fashion, though. I'm more of a Perry Ellis type of guy. You know what I mean?
Good ball player.
Perry Ellis, yeah. He played at, Kansas for like 9 years?
He did.
He was the ball
player. That guy was there forever, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a Jayhawk for life, essentially.
Not that Perry Ellis.
Good ball player. Oh, man.
Tonight is Wednesday. It's a big night for me. It's the start of a new season of Survivor.
It's garbage.
It's not garbage.
It's where you meet all the new people.
We meet the new people tonight. My wife will be over. We'll spend some time together.
Your wife will be over. I love it.
It's going to be fantastic. Now I know for the next 6 weeks, every Wednesday, where I will be. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Do not miss Survivor now.
Because your new wife, who you don't live with, who will be over tonight.
Is in her 38th
season? She's
watched
every episode or every season or edition
twice a year.
Of Survivor twice a year for 36 times.
This is some bull, you know what? This is bull.
Well, come on, man. You're going to make some dinner. You'll cook it up. You'll, you know.
What are you cooking? Golden chick?
Oh, yeah.
Could be golden chick tonight because, you know what? Because I'm playing a round of golf at Slick Rock.
Oh, down at the Horseshoe Bay.
Yes.
Series of courses.
Taking these fools to the cleaners. Then I'm coming back, watch a little bit of Survivor.
Taking some money from my buddies.
But I will, of course, I will be able to pick out the, I'll pick out the truck driver. I'll be able to pick out the doctor, the lawyer.
This is the night where you meet all the new contestants.
And the gay person in there. Because I don't miss.
You know how I know you're gay?
I don't think they try to hide it very often.
They do for a while. I don't know. There's some hidden immunity idols that they try, and then I just say
is
my
anybody
wife.
Famous on this one? Like Ricky Williams isn't on Survivor this time, right? Ricky finished fifth in the Celebrity Big Brother house show.
He's not on that. This one.
We need to get Ricky
fitness.
On this program.
You got to be ready. You got to be ready in Survivor.
And you pretty much starve yourself, right? Do they give you a little bit of rations, some food?
I don't know. Those people always seem to have food somehow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're probably having like steak dinners after the cameras go off.
No, this thing
I've
is
never
real.
Watched. I
this
should
is
say
real.
That for people who love Survivor.
Yes,
I'm going to have to because I have not seen the latest episode of the True Detective HBO.
To get
program.
Back to that,
finally got my TV back hooked up and on. But this season, man, unbelievable. And I heard from some folks that episode 7, which aired on Sunday night. It's kind of a game changer. It really lays out and explains a lot of things. So I need to see that. I'll try to do that tonight after or before North Carolina plays Duke in college hoops because that's front and center with the Tobacco Road matchup, which we'll get into. But, so we need to get Ricky on the show and talk about what went wrong. What went wrong? I saw where he was doing Jim Rome's podcast out there in California. We got to be able to get him on the show.
I'll give him a holler.
Let's get that man. Find out what the heck. Because now he can finally talk, right? For the whole thing when he was living there, he couldn't come on shows. We need to get him. Find out Lolo Jones' deal, Cato Kalen.
I got to find out this Lolo Jones because I don't know what's up with that dude, but I got to find out.
Not a dude.
No, he's the Ricky's the dude. She is the she.
What? I got some questions going on. A lot of testosterone going on with her.
Testosterone?
Whatever it is, there's something going on with Lolo that Ricky's going to have to give up to the people.
Talk about living in a house with a bunch of strangers. I'm not into that. So we'll get Ricky at some point and have a conversation with him. But a lot to do and good conversation.
Antonio Brown, moving on. That's a pretty good deal for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, he met with Mr. Rooney, the owner of the – look, March is going to be tremendous, but I think we'll get a lot of resolution to some of these things in the combine. You know, 9 days from now, they'll open the combine and everybody gets together. Everyone's in one building. That's one of the reasons we've been at the combine several times. It's the only real time of the year. You know, Super Bowl is a big event and Super Bowl week, but the only time really on the whole calendar where all the agents, all the general managers, all the decision makers of the NFL are in one place is the week of the combine because they descend. Of course, they're all, you know, a lot of the agents are there with their college players to be pros that'll be drafted. And then all of the 32 general managers and league personnel will be there. A lot of deals get done there because you know, once the combine ends, you head across the street to St. Elmo's and eat a steak and some shrimp, and you make deals. So Antonio Brown is time to move on. He and the owner, Mr. Rooney, said, "Look,
I bet you that meeting didn't last but about 5 minutes. They yeah. looked at each other, shook each other's hand, and said, hey, thanks for your service. It's time to move on.
Move on. Find another story to write."
He tweeted, of course, because that's what he does. He tweets. You get the glimpse inside Antonio. Mr. Big Chest, as he wants to be called now. Mr. Big Chest. How could you forget? That is awesome. Mr. Big Chest. He had a tweet with a picture with Mr. Rooney that said, "Had a great meeting with Mr. Rooney today. We discussed a lot of things. We cleared the air on several issues. We both agreed. It's time to move on."
Yeah, that was 5 minutes.
"But I'll always have appreciation and gratitude towards the Rooney family and the Steelers."
Well, is that like the fourth or fifth time he's tweeted that he's moving on? You're still on the team, guy.
Well, now it sounds like there's agreement between the owner and him that it's time to move on. Antonio Brown, where will he go? San Francisco continues to be the leading contender with
I'll
Kyle Shanahan.
See him in Kansas City.
Come on. Not a chance.
I'll see him in KC.
They don't need a receiver.
They don't
man.
Need a receiver. They just signed.
Oh, you mean that guy won't hurt? Just, that guy that'll help? That won't hurt? What is that? Is there something wrong with that guy going there?
Oh, no, because they just overpaid for Sammy Watkins last offseason. They've got Tyreek Hill 2 signed coming up. They've got Travis Kelce. He's going to need a new contract here shortly.
They just paid Dee Ford.
Yeah, and they got defensive issues. If Kansas City acquires one offensive player, the city might burn itself down after not being able to get Tom Brady off the damn field in the AFC Championship game.
If they get this guy, they'll score every time.
They already did.
They almost did.
Hey, I'll see you in Green Bay.
Ooh. Yeah,
that's
like
the
that
wild card right there.
I like that a lot.
Aaron Rodgers, they just signed into the mega deal, and he's saying, look, get me some weapons, get me some players. You know, we need some guys to throw the ball to. Aaron Rodgers was visibly and openly frustrated with the receiving core last year, especially once Devontae
Adams?
Devontae Adams got hurt. He was banged up a little bit. They just had a bunch of rookies, and they didn't run the routes he wanted. They couldn't catch the ball when he threw it to him, and he was frustrated. Obviously, the Mike McCarthy thing boiled over too there. That's interesting, BK, because San Francisco seems to be the leader. They're kind of like San Francisco looks like the San Diego Padres, this young team that's been building for a relaunch and get things back. They've got Garoppolo in place. Kyle Shanahan has established his culture there in San Francisco. They've got high draft picks again this year. And if they could land Antonio Brown to be Garoppolo's favorite target with the young tight end George Kittle and some other young players, San Francisco's right back in the mix in the NFC. So that one makes sense. And certainly Green Bay, because any team you look at for Antonio Brown, you got to look at salary cap. Who has room? Because you're acquiring a guy that's $22 million on your cap immediately and owed a lot of money, and you also are acquiring a guy who's Antonio Brown. Come look at me, Mr. Big Chest. He's out there and likes to put his stuff out on social media. So we'll see. San Francisco, Green Bay is wild card for BK. We'll take your thoughts on where Antonio.
Is it Drew Rosenhaus? Is he the big agent, the super agent?
I don't think he's Antonio Brown's guy, though.
No, he's not. But that guy has like 20 guys, 20, 30 guys that are coming up.
Yeah, he's like the Scott Boras of football.
He got a big old smile on his face like yesterday talking about who's coming up next. Oh, I think he's going to get a lot of money. Well, he said, I'm just going to go there and do my job. He wouldn't give up any secrets yesterday.
A lot of baseball agents for sure were happy when Manny Machado got that $300 million yesterday to set the market and hopefully get a lot of these guys signed. But football side of things, man. Antonio Brown already one of the highest paid players in the league. Be interesting to see where he lands. Also, Cowboys, we've heard about the Cowboys Earl Thomas marriage for a long time. And this could be the offseason where it really does happen. Almost happened last year with a trade. Cowboys weren't willing to go as far as the Seahawks wanted. And then, of course, you knew if you traded for Earl Thomas, you had to sign him to a long-term contract. Then he broke his leg. Then he got hurt. And now here he is as a free agent. And his value has diminished because of the leg injury, coming off injury. Didn't get to play at all last year. But I think there will be serious interest from the Cowboys side and the Earl Thomas side. Earl Thomas and his family have just bought a house here in Austin. They're going to make Texas their home, and Dallas needs a safety desperately and help at that position. I think, if I had to put odds on one deal that I feel great is going to happen, it's the Cowboys and Earl Thomas at whatever the number is this offseason.
Mark that tape, please.
Well, it's not like me going way out on a limb to make a prediction, but. That flirtation and that mutual interest has been going on for a while now.
You think he'll still ask for a good amount of money?
Sure. But it's going to be...
Broken leg twice.
Well, look, in NFL contracts, it's about length of the deal and how much guaranteed money does include. Because we know anything not guaranteed is, not guaranteed. So is it a three-year deal for Earl Thomas? Is it 2 years with an option, but they give him pretty good money up front? The Cowboys are look, this is where the Cowboys have to be aggressive. I mean, this is – you still have Dak Prescott on his rookie contract. These are the times that the NFC is right there for you. If you can add the right pieces to a defense that's ever-improving and young, an offense that they're bringing Kellen Moore in to run the offense, they want to be more creative with it. With Amari Cooper now going to have a full offseason with Dak Prescott – they need to add some more pieces on that side of the ball.
They have to for sure because they're going to lose two receivers. Terrence Williams, get out of bounds, is gone.
He's not a loss because he didn't play last year.
Get out of bounds!
The other guy is going to be gone. Their slot receiver is going to – I don't think he's returning.
Yeah, the Cole Beasley thing is up in the air.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Something's coming to my head. Antonio Brown to the Dallas Cowboys.
The hell is
hey,
that?
Hey.
What is this? Something's coming
wait
to
a
my
minute.
Head.
Something's coming into my medulla oblongata all of a sudden.
That's better than the Chiefs.
You like that better than the Chiefs?
A lot better than the Chiefs.
You think so?
Yes, but I certainly don't like it. I think
okay.
Look, the Cowboys are doing
They're not doing great on offense. Don't say they're doing just fine.
They're not doing great, but they're trying to be methodical. They're trying to be the Patriots. They're trying not to do dumb things, which they've gotten better at. Cowboys have to get that offensive line back healthy. I read yesterday that Travis Frederick is looking forward to a normal offseason. They feel like with now that he's gotten his condition under control that he may be able to get back and play next year at center, which would be huge for them. Connor Williams, another year in the weight room and additions. And, yeah, they need – because, look, with the Cowboys, you have your running back and quarterback in place. You've got your left tackle in place and most of your offensive line. You've got Michael Gallup and Amari Cooper as your starting receivers. Do you need a couple more pieces, some slot guys, maybe a tight end? Boy, tight end. And this is a good draft for tight ends. This is a good year to really solidify that.
I'm the only one that likes the Dallas Cowboys tight end situation right now.
Well, they're average. They're just guys, right, at this point.
Well, I think they show pretty well in their
but
freshman
if they continue to develop,
year.
But could you go draft in the second round an impact tight end?
Probably
like
need
a tight
to.
End that comes in that really
Probably
impacts
should.
The middle of the field.
Well, what you need is a tight end that can run block. Those two dudes can't run block at all.
Well, Swain's for your run blocker. The
well,
kid
Swain
out of
when he's healthy.
Yeah, but they need the heir apparent to Jason Witten. I don't think that's on the roster right now, so we'll see. But I do think the Earl Thomas thing makes way too much sense to not happen this offseason.
It says Drew Rosenhaus is Antonio Brown's agent. I didn't think so.
Nice.
Drew. God, that guy's making some coin.
Does a good job.
I wonder if he's smiling.
Does a good job. All right, we will take your free agent predictions on this Wednesday. About 9 days out to the combine, who's going where? And do you like the Cowboys? Do you like Bucky's Antonio Brown to the Cowboys or my Earl Thomas?
How do you like that?
To the
How
Cowboys.
Like them apples,
we'll get
BK.
It. It's B&E on the horn. Coming back, have our B&E fact of the day before the top of the hour. Hit our coach's corner into the next hour. Plus, right now, Craig Way with more with the Craig Way Report.
It was a night of the predictable and the unpredictable. Who can predict the weather, right? And while rain washed out four other Big 12 conference teams' efforts to play a non-conference baseball game, it did not thwart the Texas Longhorns and keep them from winning a game on the road. Another one on the road. The Longhorns start the season winning 3 out of 4, defeating the Rice Owls by a score of 11-4 last night at Reckling Park. The Longhorns blew it open with a 5-run third, added 3 more in the fourth, and rode some solid pitching along the way. After the game, head coach David Pierce very pleased with how his team attacked all the way.
Putting some at-bats together, back-to-back, and guys having quality at-bats, and just a very good night for us in a wet, nasty condition, but we got the win.
The Longhorns now get to play a home contest on Friday night against Purdue. Texas State was supposed to play Baylor last night at Bobcat Ballpark in San Marcos. That game was canceled due to poor weather, and they will not make that up. And in Big 12 Conference basketball, the unpredictable continues as Baylor went on the road at Iowa State. Texas is 7-6 in the league, and the Longhorns are one game out of a two-way tie for fourth in the conference standings. More on all of this coming your way this afternoon in our next report. I'm Craig Way.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Hey, coming up after the headlines, in the headlines, we'll reset all the top stories, including Manny Machado, record-breaking deal yesterday. Longhorn baseball broke out the bats down in Houston, proved the 3-1. We'll get to all of it. And the big game tonight on Tobacco Road, Carolina and Duke for the first time in 2019. We'll preview it, also reset how those ticket prices are looking. But we'll answer this question in Coach's Corner, Buck. You know, it's pretty amazing that 12 years ago, Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots, you've heard of him? Bill Belichick?
Yeah, smart guy.
Pretty good coach.
Yeah, best
traded
best ever.
Traded a measly fourth-round pick for a 9-year Hall of Fame wide receiver who was disgruntled and apparently on the downside. Fourth-round draft pick to acquire Randy Moss to come to New England and made the rest of the league look foolish because over the next 3 seasons, Randy Moss went on to catch 47 touchdown passes from Tom Brady, almost 4,000 yards in receiving. And one of those years, that team almost went undefeated on their way to a Super Bowl. The question I'll ask you, Buck, and I'll have an answer, too, on which team will be maybe smart enough to do the same, because Antonio Brown is a walk-in Hall of Fame 9-year receiver who arguably, statistically, is the best player non-quarterback of the last 5 years in the National Football League. If you remove quarterbacks from the discussion, who's been better and more productive in this league than Antonio Brown? So that discussion, there's one team that just scares the hell out of me. Scares the hell out of me that will make the move and go get Antonio Brown. I'll ask you which team you foresee for him coming up in our Coach's Corner. Plus, former Longhorn Major Applewhite has a new job after kind of getting, I think he got railroaded by the folks at the University of Houston who are trying to be a program that they're not. But we'll get into the Major Apple.
Yeah, I think they have. I think they're dreaming way above their means right now in Houston.
Well, they
maybe
big,
not in
I
basketball,
guess.
But in football.
Hey, listen, that's the part of the problem for Major, right? Kelvin Sampson's basketball team is 24-1 or whatever. And
rolling people.
And that's what Tillman Fertitta, the owner, whether the owner, well, he's the owner
he's
of the
owner, yeah, well, he's the
and
owner.
He's the owner of the athletic department. He's also the owner of the Houston Rockets.
Sure.
Is he wants his football team to be, you know, his argument is if our football and basketball teams are that good, we'll get ourselves into a Power 5 conference and, you know, hired a Power 5 coach. But Major landing back in Tuscaloosa. You know, BK broke the news yesterday because he's got a friend of his is Larry Fedora's daughter. And Larry Fedora takes the job at Texas as an analyst. Still hasn't been confirmed by UT, but by all accounts is a done deal. He'll come in and work behind the scenes for Tom Herman and his staff. But BK mentioned yesterday that he was told that Alabama wanted Larry Fedora. So Fedora comes to Austin, and now it looks like Major Applewhite's going to take that gig as an analyst back where he started as an offensive coordinator back in 07 with Nick Saban. He was Nick Saban's first offensive coordinator when he came back from the Miami Dolphins.
And I guarantee he hated every minute of it.
He's going back.
You want to get back into the if you want to get back into the swing of things, then you have to go back to Nick Saban's. You got to take that if that's what you want to continue to do. And Major Applewhite's very young and he still wants to coach, so he's going to have to go back. And what better place to go? And you're going to have to get suffocated a little bit, but. That's the way it goes.
I don't know if he's as hard on his analysts as he are as on his assistant coaches.
I guarantee you Nick Saban is hard on all of them.
The maid or the janitors.
Yes.
The custodians.
His grandkids.
Custodial arts.
His grandkids he's hard on.
Hey, happy birthday to Sidney Poitier. Is that how I say it? Poitier. 91.
If you're French like I am. European.
Charles Barkley is 55 today. And Justin Verlander, the Astros ace right-hander, turns 35 years old today.
Still got it.
Still got
and
it.
Always.
He'll be the top of the rotation for the
and a new baby, right?
Yeah, with Kate
That's
Upton.
Right.
It's been a good
baby.
Year. It's been a good year or so for our man Justin V. Let's get to the B&E fact of the day.
B&E fact of the day brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
Hey, Manny Machado gets the big deal. He's done something over the last two seasons no other player in baseball has done. No other player. This speaks to the value of Manny Machado at $300 million that some have poo-pooed. Get you details on that on the other side of the break. Then the headlines, then Coach's Corner, and the team that scares the heck out of me that might make the move for Antonio Brown. It's B&E on the Horn.